Hello, Yvonne.
Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Shireen on a recorded line. I'm calling to see if you meet the criteria to receive some settlement money from the baby formula lawsuit. How are you doing
Yes.
today?
Good of you.
I'm doing well, thank you for asking. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the baby formula lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you have a premature baby?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And how far along were you when you gave birth to your premature baby?
30 weeks.
And then, what is your baby's date of birth?
2/15/08.
Okay, and then, actually, give me one moment, okay? And was your baby fed formula in the hospital?
Yeah.
What formula were they fed?
Similac.
Similac, okay. And then was your baby diagnosed with anything after being fed the Similac?
I want to say yes, but it wasn't like right after being fed, like maybe a couple days, you know.
Okay. What were they diagnosed with?
Anything.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Is your baby still with
Thank
us?
you. Yes, yes,
Okay, that's good news. I'm happy to hear that.
yes.
Let me ask you this. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed
Yes.
documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And then, does your baby have any ongoing gastrointestinal or other bowel conditions at the moment?
No, not at the moment, no.
Any intestinal perforation?
You said any intestinal?
Perforation. It's a hole in the intestines?
There was, but since now, you know, it has, he's recovered from it,
Okay,
but
but
he
there
did have
was.
to, yes.
Okay. And then what date was your baby diagnosed with NEC?
I want to say that, March, like, okay, yeah, March the 5th of 2008.
March 5th, 2008?
Yes.
Okay. And was your baby diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula or after being fed formula?
After.
Okay. And how long after being fed the formula was your baby diagnosed with NEC? Was it within 7 days or over 7 days?
A little bit over 7 days because it was February 15th. That's when we started it, and not right away, but like a couple of days, I noticed like the vomit. So then we stopped it like March 4th, and
Okay.
that's when on the 5th is when he had his doctor's appointment.
Okay. Was your baby still in the hospital when diagnosed with NEC?
Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to confirm. So diagnosed while still in the hospital, correct? They didn't leave and come back?
Correct.
Okay. And then your baby's age is now
He's 16,
about
he'll be
16, about
17.
to be 17.
Yes.
Okay, and do you have a birth certificate for your baby?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And then are you and your baby a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And then you would be filing this claim on behalf of your baby, correct?
Correct.
And is your baby still with us?
Yes.
Okay. And then I just want to confirm you have authority to sign on behalf of your baby.
Yes.
And then what is the name of the facility where your baby was diagnosed with NEC?
Ken Michael Doctors Hospital.
You said 10 Michael Doctors Hospital?
Henrico, HENRICO, Doctors Hospital.
Is that in Richmond, Virginia?
Yes.
Is it, hold on, actually. Richmond, Virginia. Okay, Henrico's Doctors Hospital. The address I
Yes.
have for the facility is 1602 Skipwith Road. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. In Richmond, Virginia, zip code 23229.
I think that's about right, yes.
Okay. And then that was the same hospital they were born at, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Then how is your baby doing now?
He's doing good.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. Again, I'm very, very sorry to hear about that diagnosis.
Thank you.
Do you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that were also fed formula?
Yeah.
Okay. And who would those people be?
I have a friend. She, her son is what, 8 months?
Were they diagnosed with anything?
I don't think so. Not
Okay,
as
that's
yet.
good
Oh,
news.
he had problems with constipation and all that.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay, so can you confirm your child's gender for me, please?
I'm sorry, do what now?
Confirm your child's gender for me, please.
He's a male.
Okay. And then can you spell your son's first name for me?
Sure. RODDELL.
Okay, and last name?
Chappelle, CHAPPEL.
Okay,
Junior.
and oh, Junior.
Yes.
Okay, and can I get your son's social, please?
It's full social.
Full social, yes.
595-595. Let me get it out of my pocketbook instead of trying to memorize it. One moment.
No worries.
Because I know the last four by heart.
If you can give me the last four, that's fine.
4379.
Okay. And then when you do speak with the attorneys, they are going to ask for the full social, okay?
Okay.
And then I have your first name as Yvonne, spelled Yvonne.
Yes.
Last name Taylor?
Yes.
Okay. And then can I get your social?
The full social?
Yes. Or the last four, if you're more comfortable with the last four.
7254.
7254. Okay. And again, when you do speak to the attorneys, they are going to ask for that full social, okay?
Okay.
And then can I get your date of birth?
January 6, 1983.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Okay, and then I have your email as lashonda1683@gmail.com.
That's correct.
And phone number I have for you is 804-309-1198.
Correct.
Is that your cell, your home, or both?
It's my cell phone, but I use
Okay.
it for everything.
Okay. And then can I get your current full address, please?
402 Seabury, SEABURY Avenue, and that is in Sandston, Virginia, 23150.
Okay, got it. And then your name on the birth certificate is also Yvonne Taylor.
Correct.
Okay. And then do you have any official documents to show you're the power of attorney over your son, such as a birth certificate?
That's all I have is the birth certificate.
Okay. And then did you have any of the following issues during your pregnancy, such as hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, or HIV or AIDS?
No.
Okay. And then I do need to ask this again. Was your child born prematurely?
Yeah.
And then I just want to confirm your child was born in the state of Virginia.
Correct.
And was your baby diagnosed while in the NICU?
Yes.
Okay. And what were the dates that your baby was in the NICU?
He was there for about like 14 days, so
Was it
I
when he
guess
was born? Did he go inside the NICU? Okay.
yeah.
So February 15, 2008.
That's correct.
And then you said for about 14 days.
Yeah.
So that would bring us to about March 1 or February 29. Let me see if it was a leap year that year.
I think it was.
Let's see. All right, 2008, February. It was a leap year, yes. So February 29, 2008 was when they was when your son left the NICU.
Well, see, he, well, I want to say no because we never went home after, because I started it on the 15th of February. Then we stopped it. And then that's when he, besides me having him being early, he was hospitalized for an extra 14 days.
Okay, so how long would you say your son was in the NICU for, if you had to estimate, or a rough estimate?
Maybe 7 days.
7 days from the day he was born?
Nope, I'll say 20 days. 20
20
days.
days. Okay, let me go
Yeah.
back to that calendar. 20 days would bring us to about, I believe, March 6th. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
March 6th, 2008 was when your baby left the NICU, not the hospital, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then can I get your baby's birth weight, please?
3 pounds, 8 ounces.
Okay. And then you mentioned before your baby started the, or your son started the formula the day he was born, correct?
Correct.
And stopped using the formula, I believe you said March 4th, the day before he was
Yes.
diagnosed, correct?
Yes.
And then what would you say is the time between usage and injury? Would you say about 2 to 3 weeks?
I'll say that.
So about 2 weeks, does that sound correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I just need to confirm again, was your son fed formula in the hospital?
Yes.
Okay. And did your son have any of the following symptoms after drinking the cow-based formula, such as low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, hypotension, bradycardia, swollen red or tender belly, trouble feeding, constipation, lethargic, diarrhea, and/or darker bloody stools?
Yes.
Which one?
The vomit,
Okay.
abdominal pain, the bloody stool, and body temperature.
Low body temperature?
Yeah.
And then do you have a copy of the medical records for your son?
I don't have it. It's at the hospital.
Okay, but there is proof that they exist.
Yes.
Would you be able to provide them by mail, electronically, or both if needed?
Both if needed.
Okay. And then what treatments or medical procedures did your son undergo due to NEC? Any antibiotics, blood transfusion, assistive ventilation, Penrose drain, exploratory laparotomy, ostomy surgery, PICC line, or any unrelated surgeries?
Yes, he had the antibiotic therapy. He had to get extra, he was provided with extra oxygen, and he had the lobotomy, the laparotomy surgery.
Exploratory laparotomy?
Yes.
I'm just writing that down. Righty. And then in terms of diagnosing and treating doctor, your son was diagnosed and treated at Henrico Doctors Hospital. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Let me pull their information. And what date was your la son last treated for NEC related issues?
I don't really know the actual, you said, okay, so
To the best of your knowledge.
the fifth is when he was diagnosed, so I'll say maybe the 8th.
Eighth of March?
Yeah.
Okay. 2008.
Correct.
And then can I get the name of the doctor that diagnosed and treated your son?
That would be Julie Frontner, Fortner, Fortner.
Yes. Julie Fortner, MD?
Yes.
Okay. And that's the same doctor that diagnosed and treated your son for NEC, is that correct?
Correct.
All right, thank you. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Not live with me.
Okay, and then who is this person to you?
My sister.
Sister. Can I get your sister's phone number, please?
Sure, it's 804-439-8001.
Okay. And then can you spell your sister's first name for me, please?
Sure. Yvette, Y-V-E-T-T-E.
Y-B-E-T-T-E?
Yeah, Y like Y, V like Victor, E-T-T-E.
Oh, well, V like Victor. I'm sorry, not B.
Yeah. No, you're fine.
Okay. Yvette, and last name?
Taylor.
Taylor. And then do you have her address by chance?
Let me, 2709 Boston Street. No, is it Ave? One moment. Let me get the correct. Hold on.
If you tell me what city I can, is it in Boston?
No, it's in Hopewell, Virginia.
Hopewell, Virginia. Let me see. Mm-hmm. I believe 2709 Boston Street in Hopewell, Virginia.
Yes.
Zip code 23860.
That is it. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Alrighty. Alright, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
Give me 1 second, okay?
Yeah.
Alright, okay, so you did want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit. You don't currently have an attorney, and your son was diagnosed with NEC roughly around March 5th, 2008. He was diagnosed after being fed formula, and he was born and diagnosed at Henrico's Doctor's Hospital, located at 1602 Skipwith Road in Richmond, Virginia, zip code 23229. Your son was fed the formula Similac, and you're filing this claim on behalf of your son. And your son is still alive. Your son was born at the gestational age of 30 weeks. I have your son's date of birth as February 15, 2008. Your son was diagnosed while still in the hospital. And I have your son's name as R-O-D-D-E-L-L, last name C-H-A-T-T-E-L, Junior.
No, not T, it's P like Paul, P like Paul.
Okay, like David Chappelle, for example.
Oh, right. Yes.
Okay, so I have C-H, okay, I'm going to go slower. C as in cat, H as in hair, A as in apple, P as in Peter, P as in Peter, E as in elephant, and L as in lamb.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Junior.
Correct.
And I have the last four of your son's social as 4379. I have your first name as Y-V-O-N-N-E. Last name Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. I have your social as, or the last four of your social as 7254. I have your date of birth as January 6, 1983. I have your email as lashonda1683@gmail.com. I have your phone number as 804-309-1198. I have your current address as 402 Seabury Ave in Sandston, Virginia, zip code 23150. I have your name the same on the birth certificate as well. And then your son was born in the state of Virginia, born prematurely. Your son was in the NICU from roughly around February 15, 2008 to about March 6, 2008. I have your son's birth weight as 3 pounds, 8 ounces. And then in regards to when your son was taking the formula, that was from roughly around March 15, 2008 to about March 4, 2008. And then in regards to treatment, your son had antibiotics as well as extra ventilation and an exploratory laparotomy. The last time he was treated for NEC-related issues was about March 8, 2008. I have the diagnosing and treating doctor as Julie Fortner, that is located at Henrico's Doctor's Hospital. The phone number I have for the facility is 804-289-4500. And the address I have for the facility is 1602 Skipwith Road in Richmond, Virginia, zip code 23229. And the emergency contact, I have your sister who does not live with you. I have her first name as Yvette, spelled Y-V-E-T-T-E. Last name Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. Phone number I have for Yvette is 804-439-8001. And then I have her address as 2709 Boston Street in Hopewell, Virginia, zip code 23860. Is this all correct?
Yes.
Anything you'd like me to change or add?
No.
Okay. All right, so the system is generating the documents. I am going to need a couple signatures from you before moving forward. So I'll have you go ahead and put me on speakerphone.
Okay. All right, let me see. I think I got some from DocuSign.
Yes. So go ahead and click on the link on the bottom. It's going to ask you to agree to electronic records and signature. Go ahead and hit yes or I agree. And then it's going to ask you to start. Go ahead and hit the start button. It's going to prompt you to all the fields where you need a sign or initial. Make sure your signature and initials are legible. And then once you're all done signing those documents, it'll say finish on the bottom. And let me know once you're finished, okay?
Okay. I'm finished.
Okay, let me check on my end. Okay, perfect. So I just received them on my end. So I just went ahead and sent you a text from a 949 number. That is my direct line. So if you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out to me on that phone number. I'll be more than happy to help you. With that being said, Yvonne, I do want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you. I do want to thank you so much for your time. And I'm really happy to hear that your son's doing better, and I'm wishing nothing but the best for you and your family. In terms of the lawsuit, the next step in the process is the attorneys are going to contact you within 24 to 48 hours to verify the case with you over the phone. Be on the lookout for their call. They won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you. And if for any reason you did want to discontinue, they would be your main point of contact for that as well. So just keep that in mind. But again, I do want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you. Again, thank you so much for your time. And I hope I was able to make this process for you as easy as possible.
Thank you. You as well. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.